All right, Michael Goldberg is a commentator from Wabana Township, today bringing us his thoughts on our newest president-elect.
If you're celebrating the election results this morning, I hope you intend to invite the other half of the country to the party. I mean, if this morning you're feeling full of hope for America, feeling like the truth is victorious and our freedoms and our future secured, I hope you turn out to be right. I grew up in 20th century America. Lots of bitter political and cultural dispute, but under it, at least for white middle-class people like me, under it there was this certainty that we're all Americans. We all believe in the ideals of democracy, liberty, justice for all. I want to believe this is still true. There's no way I can let myself believe that half my neighbors, half my countrymen, want to undermine the Constitution and the rule of law. I mean, it's still going to be America, right? I'm disoriented this morning and scared. I can't stop thinking about a picture I saw of a guy at a Trump rally wearing a t-shirt with three words on it, only two of which, she's and a, can I say on the radio. He's standing there in this t-shirt next to his wife, a shirt that calls Trump's opponent a crude name, characterizing her by her genitals. She's a... And I keep wondering, when they were getting dressed for this big event, did his wife look at him and say, "You look nice"? I've been trying to prepare myself for yesterday's result by looking through a book written 80 years ago, Sinclair Lewis's novel, It Can't Happen Here. He invents a populist politician who eagerly, and to the great delight of his angry supporters, breaks all the rules of decorum and gives a familiar message. America is a disaster, threatened by enemies inside and outside our borders, and true Americans, real Americans, must take their country back from the inferior races. Once he's elected, President Winthrop appeals to his core, angry white guys, to help identify the country's enemies and repress dissent. He jails political opponents and, in celebration of America's greatness and to protect her from her many enemies, establishes an authoritarian dictatorship. That much I remembered from having read the book decades ago, but I wasn't psychologically prepared for the novel's true message. The main character of the book is a social democrat, from Vermont, no less, a man of conscience and liberal ideals. He's a newspaper editor, and as a believer in democratic institutions, he interprets Winthrop's election to mean that he and other people of conscience are to blame. It's their fault for having failed to convince their fellow citizens. Even when fascism is imposed, this guy Jessup remains reasonable. He tells his readers, "The hysteria can't last. Be patient and wait and see." Lewis writes, "It was not that he was afraid of the authorities. He simply did not believe that this comic tyranny could endure." I wonder how many millions of us posted or tweeted last night some variation of, "I just can't believe it." I'm disoriented this morning, but here's what I think. I've enjoyed my privileges and certainties as a middle-class American. I've gotten comfortable with expressing my opinions, disapproving of injustice, boldly agreeing with everyone who agrees with me in the digital echo chamber. After a lifetime of practice, I'm skilled in the arts of self-justification, going on about my business while other people's lives are closed down and cut off every day. I sympathize. I shake my head. I go back to my own affairs. In Lewis's novel, the liberal journalist tries to cooperate with the law. As protesters get rounded up or executed in the street, he keeps doing his job, urging reason, speaking up for the rule of law. And when he himself gets thrown into prison, all he can do is wonder if he ever really had the courage to act. And the reader is left to wonder, is it too late? Or is now the time for the monkey wrench and the picket line, for putting our bodies on the line? I don't want to hear myself say, "Wait and see, it's bound to self-correct." I don't want to be among the last ones rounded up. I like my life a lot. I don't want it to change, but here's what I think. I'm liable to find out pretty soon if I have the courage of my convictions.
That's independent producer and guest commentator Michael Goldberg. Tomorrow morning, during our morning show, we will have analysis of election results, particularly as it pertains to our region in Minnesota. And we're going to be talking with Republican strategist Greg Pepin and DFLer and blogger Aaron Brown.